Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Today is National Zipper Day.
What goes up must come down.
Honest to God.
Get what I mean when I said lots of ups and downs on the show today?
I did. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There you go. We never really, and this will be the last time I talk about it, Laura, I swear, I promise, but we don't really realize how important this zipper is.
Interestingly enough.
1913 it was invented.
Well,
patented.
The zipper actually has kind of a sordid past, if you will, because traditionally, credit is given to Whitcomb L. Judson, who is an American inventor from Chicago, and he's given credit for the invention of the zipper, but his device was used for footwear, not for clothing.
Okay.
So,
somebody tweaked it, patented it, and made a whole lot more money.
So he marketed it as the clasp locker.
The clasp locker.
However, fast forward, because his patent did not use the word zipper. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then there is Gideon Sundback.
Sundback,
who is a Swedish-American electrical engineer. And then he is associated with the development of the zipper, who then applied it to shirts and clothing.
Well, thank goodness we just went with a fun name, if I could call it fun, zipper, because I wouldn't be like, yo, dude, your sunbacker's down. It just doesn't sound right. So, yo, your zipper's down. Whoa, sorry. You know, hey, pull up your sunbacker, bocker, or whatever. So thank goodness somebody came up with the name zipper. But I bet you it was just stolen, and it was patented in 1913, but it still didn't catch on until like a decade later now.
If you go way back, the original name for it was automatic continuous clothing closure.
The ACC.
Right?
Okay.
And then the clasp locker. which basically was a complicated hook and eye shoe fastener thing, etc. Yeah. Then fast forward, it was debuted at the Chicago World's Fair, which is pretty cool. That was in 1893.
That was pretty cool.
But then Sundback, or whomever.
Whatever his name is.
He basically was the person who helped make the zipper what it is today.
The zipper!
Yes. So he sort of married all of the designs that multiple people had worked on.
And he got the credit.
And put it on a piece of his wife's clothing. Seriously. And he got the credit.
And for the first time ever, she looked back over her shoulder at him and said, honey, can you zip me up? And he was like, zip me up? What does that mean? Oh, zipper!
Right, you know? There it is. Well, that credit goes to the B.F. Goodrich Company.
Of course.
Which decided to use his fastener on a new type of rubber boots or galoshes.
There it is.
And it zipped it on up. And then finally, fast forward to the 1930s, a sales campaign began for children's clothing featuring zippers. And it was a way to promote self-reliance in young children to help them get dressed on their own. And the ad campaign was targeted at mothers.
Are you listening, moms and dads? Tell your kids to wear something with a zipper today to school or whatever. Zip it up themselves and be proud. My raincoat even has a zipper on it. I wore my little waterproof jacket.
Oh, did you?
Today.
Yeah.
It zips all the way up.
I can't believe that I'm honestly not wearing a single zipper today.
Again, you didn't get the memo, gosh.
Yesterday I was.
Okay.
Day before, what did I wear?
Then we missed denim day. It's just been a mess here. We have our ups and downs. Happy zipper day. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Jimmy Fallon on the way. There could be a gas shortage this summer. Are you kidding me?
Well, and that makes sense because there's lots of fighting still going on in that whole oil race, price war and blah, blah, blah.
And who suffers? You and me at the pump.
That's exactly it.
Also, Fallon will talk about the gas shortage, and we're done with zippers for the day. So,
can't we sing zippery doo-da, zippery a?
Sure. In the meantime, we'll just zip it up. How's that?
Sounds good.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
Mark Lawrence is back. He's got the news. Rob, the sports center, and Steve with the weather. Some viral comedy, which I think could be stupid news.
Okay.
And you could Google this. The woman who was getting her armpits waxed. Now,
ooh, ouch.
See that reaction from Laura, guys? See, exactly. This poor woman is hoping that it doesn't hurt. And she fears that it might hurt.
I'm going to shave my armpits, and I'm really scared.
You should
shave every day or two, so this is completely new to me.
There's no going back. I'm really scared. This is going to hurt. Big mistake. Ah!
Yeah, it hurts.
Wrong. Not even worth it. 20 minutes later. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. She's still in pain 20 minutes later. Now, that to me is stupid news, but it's viral comedy because people are thinking it's really funny.
No, wait. Did she do it herself?
We could go to the video.
Click on that. I'm curious. Check the video.
Oh God. It looks like.
Yeah, she did it herself.
Doing it herself.
Okay, so.
So there she is.
No. Nope.
I mean, she's in her bathroom.
No.
Maybe that's what. Oh, look at she's stirring up the wax.
Nope.
Now.
There are ladies and gents. Anyone who feels it necessary to wax.
This is like a bad accident. I have to watch it.
There are certain things that you allow professionals to handle.
Yes.
And waxing would be one of them. So the whole, like, I'm going to DIY something because I saw it on TikTok. First off, she's ripping the wrong way.
Okay.
She didn't allow the wax to dry long enough, to harden long enough. And she put on way too much. And I know this from going to, wait for it, a professional for services like this.
That brings me to what you see a lot on TV commercials where the little print says, don't try this yourself. Don't do this at home.
No, the answer is no, friends.
Unbelievable.
To wax or not to wax, that is the question. And the answer is never do it yourself.
So sometimes viral comedy, it's not comedy. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Apparently, the thing you get with a McFlurry is a spoon straw. Is there a name for it?
It connects to the machine, and it actually helps to make the flurry.
The thing you get with it.
Yeah, it actually connects to the machine. And that's what spins it around to make it a McFlurry. And then they detach it from the machine and the spoon's on the bottom.
Well, thank you, Ray Kroc. I was thinking it was a spoon. And
it is a spoon.
Right, exactly. So people don't know what it is, though. And they're taking their McFlurries back to the counter and saying, could I have a straw? This one's broken. Because it's got that spoonage thing on it. And
the reason why there's a hole in the top is because it connects to the machine to make the McFlurry.
But it's also a spoon. But people don't get it. So McDonald's has decided to make it a promotion.
I think the straw is broken. Can I get another straw? It's not working. Oh, it's a spoon. Oh.
So next Tuesday, McDonald's is running a promotion where you get a free caramel brownie McFlurry.
Oh, okay.
If you tell them you've made that mistake before. So you have to, when you get your McFlurry, you tell the girl at the counter, okay, I thought this was broken the first time I had a McFlurry a year ago, 10 years ago.
Sure.
They'll give you one free, a caramel brownie.
But it's a McFlurry, so you can't suck it through a straw.
Right.
Like you need a spoon.
But you can eat it with a spoon.
Yes.
So eat it with your spraw or spoon.
It's just a spoon that also stirs it. I'm really concerned why this is, I'm confused why this is a thing. It's very clear to me.
Look it up. Oh, you're just too smart. Like, this is stuff that is confusing the average person, Laura. And I realize you have your master's in spoons and straws. But, I mean, it's just that people think the damn thing is a spoon, or they think their straw is broken, or their spoon is broken. They think that thing at the end of the straw, if it is a straw, is broken. And so McDonald's knows that it's got to attach to the machine.
Oh, my God, it came up in 0.06 seconds. If you've ever if you've ever mistaken the McDonald's McFlurry spoon for a straw, you're not alone. McDonald's is... Guys, these McFlurries have been out for like 20 years.
And for 20 years, people have been wondering, what the heck is at the top of
the straw? It just attaches to the machine. Didn't you ever watch it get made? It's cool.
Evidently, people don't. And this is why they're confused. They keep asking for a new one.
By giving away their caramel brownie McFlurry for a limited time. I'm sorry, this is not confusing.
Well, that's because you're smarter than the average bear, and you spend most of your time Googling rare exotic animals in South Asia.
I do. Instead
of what's happening to the McFlurry.
It's an attachment for the mixing machine, and then when you pull, that's why it's hollow, but then that ends, and then it's a spoon at the bottom, and if you think that you can suck a McFlurry through a straw, like, it's
you
too
suck?
Thick.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, no, no. I would never say that. It's just, what? I don't get it.
This was supposed to be a simple thing, and you turned it into a three-credit college course. I don't understand. It's like people think their straw's broken, so now McDonald's says you can get a free one next Tuesday only.
20 years ago, I was impressed with the ingenuity that McDonald's had by creating a spoon that also was a mixer for their machine.
Evidently, you still are impressed, because nobody
else
knows.
I was like, yay, that's neat. Good for you, McDonald's. Waste not, want not.
I think I'm just going to go to the rent-a-chicken story now. Laura will be much more impressed with that.
Wait, you can rent a chicken?
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You can rent a chicken next. Oh,
right. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
So I found this chicken thing, and we got to talk about it. But first, I found it last night, and it made me laugh because I was thinking about what happened at the end of our Zoom meeting yesterday. And I don't know if you want to talk to the audience about this, but guys, it's not funny, but it is funny.
Unfortunately, that was like a professional Zoom meeting that we had yesterday.
And it happened behind, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you folks, but it happened behind Laura. So if you're on the Zoom meeting, you saw something going on behind Laura's back, and you're like, what is that? What is going to happen? And then crash. Go.
So I have my little foster pup, Billy. Such a good boy. He's such a good boy. And
so
I didn't
yesterday.
Realize that this was occurring behind me. And no one gave me a heads up text message.
Oh, me? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
During our actually need to pay attention and be professional Zoom meeting. But Billy became suddenly interested in some of my plants. Full disclosure, I have an entire wall of windows, and the entire wall of windows is filled with indoor plants.
And it's beautiful until I was looking over Laura's shoulder, and I thought the cats aren't around when Billy's around, but there's a black cat climbing up the plant stand.
Nope.
And it wasn't a cat, it was Billy.
Billy. And he suddenly became interested in the one vine that I have.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he was like sniffing the leaves or eating
smoking
leaves or whatever. And I don't want the dog to get sick, so I don't encourage eating of any of the plants.
No.
And basically, all of my pots are ceramic.
Oops.
And he definitely knocked it over. No one was hurt, but the pot broke. The plant went everywhere. And we still had about, 15 to 20 minutes left of this Zoom.
It's just like smash.
It went everywhere.
Laura gets up, runs out of the chair. The rest of us are just looking at each other like, what was that? So I thought, what could make Laura's situation better?
Okay.
There is now Rent-A-Chicken, and it's been booming during the pandemic. This is the first I read about it. You could rent an egg-laying hen, you know? And I don't know. So picture the next Zoom meeting. Laura's got three dogs, the cats, and she's got a chicken during the Zoom meeting. And we're like, Laura, what's going on in your plants?
It's a bad idea. Listen, here's the thing. I am an animal lover.
Uh-huh.
I love Billy. But uh-huh. And the kitty cats, they're in their kitty cat condo in the basement. They are set up. They're good to go. We're just keeping them separate. But I feel like the ark is full.
Well put, my dear. Well put. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Billy and the chicken.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
I remember Joe Rogan. I think he was a comedian or something like that.
I really like Joe Rogan. So what we are about to talk about upsets me because his podcast is interesting. Yeah. He learns from the school of life.
Yeah,
is
sure.
Sort of a very loud, I dropped out of college and I learned more from life kind of person.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
His opinions can be controversial at times,
you
but...
You like too many people. The guy's an idiot.
Okay? I mean, in this case, yes. Yes, he is.
He comes, like, in a sidebar here, I was reading something else this morning that says, one in every seven things you hear is not true. Well, this would be an example. I guess Rogan, the podcaster.
He is a podcast host, yes.
Ex-comedian.
No, he's still a comedian. He's going on tour with Chappelle.
Well, let's hope Chappelle is the headliner. Here's what Rogan had to say about getting vaccinated.
People say, do you think it's safe to get vaccinated? I've said, yeah, I think for the most part it's safe to get vaccinated. I do. But if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I go, no.
What?
Are you healthy? Like, look, don't do anything stupid.
Stupid?
Take care of yourself. If you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Now, he said this on a national format, on a platform.
He said it on the Today Show. He said it on the Today Show.
He's an idiot.
Yes.
And so people, John Q Public, John Q Idiot, go, well, Joe Rogan said I don't have to get a vaccination, so I'm not going to. Well, enter in this corner, weighing in with his CDC resume, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's incorrect. And the reason why is that you're talking about yourself in a vacuum, Dan. You're worried about yourself getting infected and likelihood that you're not going to get any symptoms. But you can get infected and will get infected if you put yourself at risk. And even if you don't have any symptoms, you're propagating the outbreak because it is likely that you may inadvertently and innocently then infect someone else who might infect someone who really could have a problem with a severe outcome.
There it is. And there it is.
Let's try not to be selfish, kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Dr. Fauci, for setting Joe Rogan straight.
I love Dr. Fauci.
So do I.
He's so intelligent.
I'm thinking about inviting him over for a cookout on the 4th of July. We could just sit on the deck, you know.
Have 6 feet apart.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're not wearing a mask, 6 feet apart.
Here's
on the
thing.
Deck.
You know? So in general, and people might yell at me for this, mm-hmm. Joe Rogan, comedian, funny guy. I have listened to his podcast, whatever. Yeah. UMass dropout. Dr. Fauci. Multiple advanced degrees in virology, science, medicine, etc. Like 45 plus years experience.
So who do you dealing? Believe?
I just I'm so torn right now.
I mean,
on who I get my information from? She said with sarcasm.
Exactly. And in my sidebar at the beginning of this, I said I read an article where one in every seven things you hear aren't true. Joe Rogan, you're not true. Coming up, a late night soundbite. Jimmy Fallon's back. It looks like prices are going up on gasoline. Yeah, whatever. But Hasbro is raising their prices.
Wait a second. Am I going to have to pay more for gummy bears?
Yeah. Stand by. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
This is going to upset my husband. 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Everybody's got that neighbor that you think, oh, I wish they'd just go away. But you can't do anything about it because you live there and so do they.
Tis true. Tis true.
Tis true. Well, there's nothing much you could do. You know, there's nothing you could do, I don't think, if you rent. But if you own your house and somebody moves in next door, you don't like them, again, there's nothing you could do. You own the house. They just bought a house next door. But if you're a farmer.
This story is just cruel and unusual punishment.
But again, it's funny. You know, I have a huge cornfield behind my house. It has to be 100 acres. I don't know who farms it. I don't know who plants the corn. All I know is when the guy's got the big John Deere combine out. Mm-hmm. He waves to me, and I wave to him. If I'm in my driveway or whatever, yeah, and there he goes, you know? But if that guy didn't like me, he could do this. A farmer in Michigan hated his neighbors, so he's been using his cow manure to build a 250-foot-long wall of cow poop.
Oh, my goodness.
Right on the property line.
It probably has some agricultural benefit.
They normally spread it on the field, but decided to make a fence out of this. And you got renters, you know, they have to live with this every day. I come here to mow the lawn.
And they are consistently ruining my morning as I walk out.
Can't leave the window open because the whole upstairs will smell like it.
So maybe they should address this farmer. Maybe they should say, hey, can we talk?
Listen, so here's... I clicked on the article. Uh-huh. It all has to do, so these poor people who are renting the house, it all has to do with a dispute over the property lines because the farmer's grandfather developed the property over 100 years ago.
Ooh.
And then they subdivided a portion of it. And recently there was a dispute over where the line is drawn.
Well, the line has been drawn now and it's full of poop.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. When the farmer was asked about the wall of cow poop, he said, and I quote, "It's not a poop wall. It's a compost fence."
Oh, so what comes out of the back of a cow is considered compost now, I guess.
All Listen, right. Here's the thing. You have to give credit where credit is due. Because while this is a nuisance, there is nothing dangerous or illegal about creating a manure management pile, if you will.
And it's a big pile, 250 feet long.
And there's nothing to be done about it because it is just on that line.
Oh, my. My good buddy, Tommy.
That is evil, evil, evil.
My good
evil.
Buddy, Tommy Strauss, the dairy farmer in Point Township, he has to spray liquid manure certain times of the year on all the fields that he will be planting, soy or corn.
Sure.
So he would, like, blow through the field spraying this liquid cow poop.
We live in rural Pennsylvania.
And he would be waving out the window going, sorry, hey, Morgan, sorry. I'd be like, you go about your business, Tommy. I got to run in the house now and shut the windows.
Listen, there are people in the cities who pay top dollar for bags of poop. I'm dead serious.
No, there's not. Yes. You're making this up.
I walked in to a Whole Foods in New York City. Now, this is pre-pandemic.
And they had cow poop at the Whole Foods?
And they called it organic fertilizer. And when you turned it around and looked at the, like, the label on the back, it literally said bovine manure.
Bovine manure.
They also were selling Queen Anne's lace in bouquet form for $11 a bunch.
Yeah, that's Whole Foods. So listen, Tommy Strauss, I don't even know if you listen to the show anymore. Maybe you're out in the field. Maybe you have a radio inside that big John Deere of yours. Listen, start bagging up that poop. Whole Foods is looking for you.
There it is.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Every summer vacation, I would remember back in the day, my dad saying to my mom, I don't know if the car is going to make it. So, because we didn't have much money, and the car was falling apart. We only had one car, you know, husband, wife, 100 kids, one car. And every summer, we wondered if we needed a new car. Okay.
Okay.
And so, and some of the cars that we replaced were not really good looking cars. And it made me think of the movie Vacation.
I distinctly ordered the Antarctic Blue Super Sports Wagon with the CB and the optional Rally Fun Pack.
You didn't order the Metallic P?
Metallic P? No, Antarctic Blue. The sports wagon. This isn't even the right model.
Now, I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster. You think you hate it now, but wait till you drive it.
Yeah, wait till you drive it. Now, from what I understand, one exists?
It does, in Lake George. The misfit bad luck station wagon that everybody loves from Vacation. It lives.
In Lake George, New York?
To include Aunt Edna on the top. I'm dead serious.
Dead serious being the pun there. Okay.
Fake wood paneling, 8 headlights, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster that took the Griswolds across the country to visit Wally World. It lives in Lake George. It is there. Even Dinky the dog's leash is hanging from the bumper.
I see that. Yeah, it's a modified big ugly Ford station wagon that I'm looking at it. It looks pretty much
the
like
the owners of the truckster are Tom and Chrissy Dittus of Lake George. They also own 2 other Ford Country Squires, and basically they drive around. These are actually their family vehicles, but they've been bringing joy to Lake George and the surrounding area for 2 decades now. They said, I quote, sometimes when we have all of them in the village, people are always asking permission, may I take a picture? And we're like, of course, that's why we have this car.
It's the ugliest thing. What was it? P? They had a certain color for it, but it was P. But anyway, it's even spray painted and graffitied like in the movie.
It is indeed. It says Hot Lips on the side. Literally, just look it up. Just, Family Truckster, Lake George, New York. There's a great article from the local news station out of Albany on it. People stop what they're doing. They smile. They laugh. They drop what they're carrying. They point at it. And, of course, they take pictures. So they have a Facebook page as well, Lake George Family Truckster. They want to remind you that the moose out front should have told you.
The moose out front should have told you. Thank you, John Candy. And to my pop, rest in peace, our cars weren't all that bad. News is coming up next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Who's everyone talking about?
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. Chipotle. It's down on the strip. Everybody loves the extra guac, right?
Yeah, you gotta have extra guac.
What makes this good news is that they are giving out 250,000 free burritos to healthcare workers as a way to say thank you for all of the hard work, dedication, and struggle that they have gone through during the coronavirus pandemic.
Tell me when this starts.
It starts today at 10 a.m. Okay. So if you are getting up and you are a healthcare worker of any size, shape, or variety, it doesn't matter. You work in healthcare, Chipotle is giving you a free burrito, and all you need to do is apply for a coupon online at giving.chipotle.com/healthcare heroes.
There you go, Dr. Nikki. I hope you're listening.
Right. Giving away free burritos to healthcare workers is a way to say thank you. I think that's amazing. Whatever you want on it, extra guacamole and all.
That's good news, but it's yummy good news.
Indeed it is.
All right.
Up next, we have a 12-year-old in North Carolina named Mike Wimmer, who is definitely smarter than you and I, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's the valedictorian of his high school class, holding its graduation May 21st. Yeah, guess how old he is?
I have a feeling this is like a Doogie Howser thing. What's up?
Yeah, he's 12.
12 years old? Oh, my!
Went through all the grades in school, just had a very faster pace. Everybody says I'm like a sponge. I take in knowledge really fast, that faster pace, and I really found a school that wanted to allow me to flourish. I set out each day to learn something new about technology, your programming, and I know I'm not going to get around the first try, but I learned from each mistake and use that knowledge to ultimately find success. Follow your dreams and never let obstacles stop you. I've had obstacles put in my way thousands of times, but I never let that stop me and what I wanted to do.
Way to go, Mike! 12 years old!
High school graduation May 21st, an associate's degree from community college on May 28th, and then he's off to the big game, college, where he's planning to go into robotics.
At 12 years old, that's great news!
Up next, a guitarist for a Florida rock band used his excellent hearing skills to find a man who went missing this past week. Take a listen.
We went immediately down to the area where we knew the highest probability would be. They were on ATVs, and they're pretty loud if you're on the ATV. So you have a pretty loud decibel range coming off the engine, and you're not going to hear a human voice unless it's over that decibel range. I stopped them and just alerted them, hey, did you hear that? And they kind of looked at me with a little disbelief, you know, apprehensive because time is so valuable in a search.
Do you think your expertise in audio helped you kind of know?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why I wanted to look.
All that matters is they found the guy, and that's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
I don't know if I want to do Tom and Laura's top five list today.
How come?
Because I think I'm that dude in the grocery store sometimes. In today's day and age, I think the number one thing on the list should be don't touch anything, because we're all wearing masks. Don't touch anything. That bothers me when I see people picking things up and looking at them, breathing on them.
And then putting them back. Yeah.
That bugs me. But there are things, simple things in the grocery store you shouldn't do that everybody, or not everybody.
The number one on here is my biggest pet peeve. Seriously.
Yeah,
like
I totally agree with
like
you.
It drives me bananas. So we're just going to start at number one.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Don't leave your cart in the middle of the parking lot.
They even have spaces now to put the carts in, and people are so lazy they don't even carry it.
Don't leave it on the sidewalk. Leave it next to the cart return. Don't just push it up and then leave it in front of the front door.
Yeah.
Just put it back.
Where it belongs.
It literally tells what kind of individual you are.
Yeah, because
how you return your shopping cart.
Because you used to have to return it to the store. Now they have cart returns and people don't even use
them. It takes 30 seconds. And insider tip, if you are a little bit lazy, and that's cool, you do you, boo, park next to the cart return. So then you go to your car and you put your groceries in the car and then, oh wait, the cart return is right there and you just shove it in.
There it is. It's that easy. I totally agree. Number two, I've never done before either, but I see it happening all the time. You're in the checkout line, and you just, like, put your stuff on the conveyor belt, and then you leave because you forgot something. And the customer that's in front of you is done paying. The customer behind you is like, What do we do?
The only time I've done this is if we're tag teaming, like grocery shopping. Yes. So like one person's there and you're putting their stuff and you're like, oh shoot, I forgot the ketchup. Okay, you stay here, you keep checking out. I'm going to run and get it. If I don't make it in time, I'll just pay. I'll pay again.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
Yeah, but you better run and you better get it back there in time. It becomes a challenge.
Like you are on supermarket sweep.
Exactly. So yeah, we've all maybe done that tag teaming thing. But if you're alone, don't leave the line to go get something. That's just wrong.
Number three, don't block the aisle with your cart or just leave it and abandon it.
Yeah, why do people do that?
I've noticed that, where like they just leave it in the aisle and then they're like in the next aisle and then they come back to their cart. Is it because of the directions now?
Oh, maybe.
Because of the pandemic, maybe like you're not
good
supposed
point.
To? Yeah. I don't know. Don't do that.
The cart has wheels on it for a reason. Take it with you, okay? So, and don't block the aisle. I love when people like leave the cart in the middle of the aisle and walk away. Wow. Okay, here's a game we've all played before. Or Laura would say, I may or may not have done this, right? Do the gaming thing in the 10 items or less. You kind of like push the envelope. You know you have 11 or 12, maybe even 15, but you go in there and you hope you don't get caught. A recent poll found that 89% of us think that when it says 10 items or less, it's okay to have 11 or so.
I feel like if you have like 15 items, that's where self-checkout comes into play.
Great.
You know what I mean? Just go self-checkout. Like, boop, 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 done.
But I love the person in front of you who has like 15 bottles of 2-liter bottles of Coke or whatever, and she has her other things, and she thinks that counts as one item because they're all 2-liter bottles of Coke. It's like, no, man.
Oh, it's in that gray area.
They're doing the gaming of 10 items or less, and that's bad. Now, number five, I've been guilty of this.
No, I take issue with this because you can't always determine what these tiny humans do. And apparently some people don't like when kids misbehave in grocery stores.
Right, but sometimes it's not even misbehaving. It's just enjoying the shopping cart. Kids love
and
shopping
kids
carts.
Kids do love shopping carts. And here's the thing. I've been with my sister when my nephews have misbehaved. Like, kids will be kids. So I don't judge. If a kiddo's out of control, it's more like, hey, it's okay. Like, it doesn't bug me, but that's me.
And you know, when my three girls were little and I was by myself, you can only do so much. You got one kid in the little baby seat. You got one kid inside the cart with the food. And the other kid's walking alongside you holding onto the cart.
Aww.
Well, that second kid is not supposed to be where the food is. And so that announcement comes over and customers in the store will look around. Attention shoppers, for the safety of your children, please keep them out of the food compartment of the cart. And everybody will look and say, there he is. He's the guy.
Oopsies.
You know, and I'm always like, sorry, but I got three kids and there's one of me.
Try not to judge people with kiddos because literally you don't know if they're trying to shop over nap time or this is the only time they have or they don't have help at home. I just, this one can't be on the list. I don't like that one.
There you go. And we've talked about this before. One time I was in a supermarket, shirt, tie, sport coat. A kid was acting up in the cart and his mom goes, hey, you better behave. This policeman here is going to take you to jail. I looked at the kid. I was like, yo, bud, I'm not a policeman.
Yeah, you're okay. Good.
Your mom's lying. News is coming up next.
Tom and Laura in the morning in our top five on 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Teresa Lahr from Dornsife has a teenage son. And so mom and dad and the kid would go to Disney if they win Quest for the Castle. So we asked Teresa, well, that's three. It's a family four trip. She says, I think I'll let my kid take a buddy.
I know. Isn't that so nice?
That was so nice. We hear these great stories coming from our Quest for the Castle.
We do indeed. And if you're not familiar with what exactly Quest for the Castle is, friends, it is your chance to win a trip for four to Disney, airfare included. And it's all brought to you by Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Just listen for your chance to call and who knows? Could be coming up in a few minutes, couple hours. Stay with us all day long, right?
Details, of course, always available at WQKX.com.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way in next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. Pretty good show all overall. It had its ups and downs on National Zipper Day.
You know, we all have our ups and downs.
The world is a zipper.
It is. We go up, we go down. And last night, I made the husband and I some black bean tacos, right?
Uh-oh.
And they were delicious.
Oh, I'm
they were great.
Are.
Yeah, yeah. I tried a new spice blend.
Okay.
And it was a little spicy and a little sweet. And I used roasted sweet potatoes and black beans and all the things.
Yum.
And it was delicious. And it got me to thinking that with the ups and downs of the world,
yes,
of your week, of your life,
uh-huh,
it's okay if you fall apart sometimes. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because tacos fall apart and we still love them.
That's brilliant.
Right? Think of it. As I was eating my taco last night, it's falling apart. It's getting all over.
Stop
but I was like, man, this is delicious. The taco fell apart and I still loved it. So you go ahead and fall apart if you want to. We still love you.
Wow. So the world is a zipper, but life itself is a taco.
There it is.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.